Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Stick around on TV Time with Ted. Coming up at 5:20, NASCAR legend Kevin Harvick joining us. Which is kind of a big deal.
Kind of, yeah.
In the meantime, our question, what did you sit on, step on, or in this case, drive over that you wish you didn't? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Nick. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, what's up? How y'all doing today?
Hola. Hola. Doing great, man.
Right on. So, calling about, I was about 6-7 years old, maybe. Had one of those old, you know, swing sets in the backyard, just single swing. Went out to swing on it. And I remember specifically, it was a while ago, but I remember thinking to myself, oh, before I sit down, I better check the seat because I don't want to sit on a bee or nothing. Check the seat, all good. As soon as I sat down, I get a nice big pinch in my butt, and that was the first time I ever got stung by a bee.
Oh,
on the ass.
So wait, you looked for bees, did not see a bee, sat down, and got stung by a bee anyway.
But that is correct.
And how old were you?
Probably about 6 or 7.
Okay, all right.
Did you break into tears, all that nonsense?
Yeah, I think so. I think I cried, ran to mommy.
Oh, man, they still hurt to this day. You get stung by a bee, you're like, damn it. But I'll tell you what. I've told the story before. I think it was Lake 22, did the hike, came back down. They have the outdoor state forestry service toilets.
Yeah.
Which is basically just a hole in the ground, like the story we have coming up about somebody who fell in one.
Right.
I just sat down because I really had to go number two. And just did not realize how bad my boys and my cheeks were getting lit up by mosquitoes.
Did you not feel them at the time?
No. And I'm talking, 7 or 8 bites. And they all itched. They all swelled up. I mean, and on the way home, I started getting like this weird burning sensation on my butt. It's a pretty good drive. Get back and forth. I'm driving. I'm like, what? Why did it, like, did I sit on, did they clean the seat with bleach or?
Right.
You know, I'm trying to think of all this stuff and get home, pull my pants down. I'm like, I just got lit up, man. And it itched for like 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
I'd almost rather just take one bee to the
even
bottom.
On your testicles, man.
Oh, yeah. Anything, everything
you
was hanging down there.
You didn't feel them biting, dude?
No. Man.
I mean, but keep in mind, mosquito, you're not supposed to feel them biting. If they do their job right, you're not aware that they're doing it.
My experience, they don't very often.
No, you don't feel them.
Well, and it's hot, too. You're already gross in
there.
You're
sweating.
Yeah, that's what
everything about you is attractive to a mosquito at that point. You're
right,
just dangling
meat. Miles' defense, like, you're just trying to poop and get the hell out of
right.
it.
Right.
If you got to poop
by the way, that's,
at one of those toilets, that's an emergency.
Right. It's also an away game and a really awkward. So I was there for a little bit longer than not. You know what I mean? I mean, it took longer than normal, so to speak.
Yeah.
Because it's in a stinky outhouse, man.
Right.
It's hot. It's sweaty. I'm sweating. I wanted it to be done quicker, but it was one of those that just took a little more time.
So. Right.
But I didn't think twice about it.
Of course.
I didn't get them on my boys or my butt, but I definitely got mosquito bites in one of those toilets at Mount Rainier.
Yeah, I mean, they're everywhere.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, at that point, that's one of those poos. You just got to get out.
Obviously, if you choose to use an outhouse, like, brother's got to go.
What did you sit on, step on, or drive over that you wish you didn't? 206-803-ROCK.
Also, there's no way, like, those toilets just have to be that way.
Sure.
But I was out at... What's the beach out by Ocean Shores? La Push?
Maybe, yeah.
Or there's one that sounds like a fancy California town. It's not. It's cold. But I was out there in December. And even in December, having to poop in one of those toilets was still somehow just gross.
Yes.
Like, there's no stench because it's freezing. But it
Which
was still
is good.
Just terrible.
Yeah, you know where you are.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a brand new show. It's called Money Moves. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, Chrissy. Welcome to the men's room.
Blackjack and hookers, bitches.
Hola.
How you guys doing today?
We're doing great. Positive Friday.
Hell yeah.
Good Friday. Hell yeah. So I actually did not, this story, I did not, was not the one that drove over something. I was the one that got drove over. So I got hit by a truck last summer in a parking lot.
Last summer?
Yeah.
So
yep.
What was the parking lot?
Yeah, give us a little more.
So I was at a music festival at the beach in my hometown and walking through the parking lot to go use the restroom before my brother's set came on. and just minding my own business. Tons of people there, so not the guy's fault necessarily, but just smoking a cigarette, minding my own business, and a truck just backed over me.
It backed into you?
Yeah.
Did it knock you down and keep going?
He didn't keep going. He knocked me down because a bunch of people were like, oh, my God. And I think I normally would have been fine, but it was a punk rock show, so I was, like, all jazzed out, wearing, like, 6-inch platform combat boots and all that jazz.
Okay. So,
how much damage did it do to you?
So I stumbled backwards, and what I thought was that I just rolled my ankle really bad. So I talked to the guy, whatever, went to the show and everything, and I'm like, man, this is starting to swell really bad. I'm like, I must have rolled it really bad. Maybe it's dislocated. I don't know. And after the show was over, I'm like, oh, let's go to the bar. I need a drink because this is starting to hurt really bad. Took the boots off, put my Vans on.
I like your philosophy. Hey, this is really starting to hurt bad, so let's go to the bar.
Well, your boots probably help compress some of the swelling.
Probably, but it was like starting to get real tight. So I'm like, I'm just going to put my Vans on. We'll go down to the bar, get a couple drinks. I'll go home, sleep it off. It'll be fine. So the next morning, we go to the bar, and at this point I'm having a lot of trouble walking, and I'm like, walk into the bar, and the bartender's like, yeah, I can't serve you. And I'm like, no, man, I've had like 2 drinks before I got here. I'm not drunk, I swear to God. And she's like, yeah, okay.
I got hit by a truck. I'm not drunk.
I go outside to smoke a cigarette, and I come back in, and when I was coming up the steps to go back into the bar, I fell into the pool table because it hurt so bad. And she's like, nah, she's got to go. So my friend takes me home because I couldn't drive at this point because it's my right leg. And I sleep it off, which I think I'm sleeping it off. So I get up the next morning out of my bed, go to stand up, and I fell like a sack of potatoes. And I'm like, oh, no. Oh, no. This is not good. I'm like, I think I need to take myself to the hospital. This must be dislocated. So, like, army crawl to my car, trying to put, like, pressure on the accelerator and stuff to leave. Nah, that was not working. No way. So I called my mom because she had my kids. And I'm like, hey, I think I need a ride to the hospital. So she comes and gets me. And I'm like, this better not be what I think it is now at this point. So we get to the hospital, x-rays. Turns out my fibula was broken straight through.
Oh, wow. That's a big bone.
Damn,
man.
Yeah. That's crazy.
It sucked. It sucked. So I'm a proud owner of a titanium plate and 9 screws now.
What about, how does it feel now? Because you got all the screws and all the rest of that. I mean, when the weather changes, does that affect your leg or what?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's crazy. I still have, like, weird nerve pains on the top of my foot and stuff from surgery. And let me tell you, trying to take care. So I was unable to walk or drive for 12 weeks. Let me tell you, trying to take care of, at the time, 8-year-old twins.
Oh.
When you can't walk or drive, it's something else.
Yeah, I bet it is.
How mean were you at that point? I said, shut up!
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, Steve, did you read that report about the big trucks these days? Okay, so maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, I think it was in like a grocery store parking lot or maybe a gym, but a woman basically drove her truck up a Ferrari in a parking lot that she couldn't see.
Right.
Oh, yeah. It's like outside a mall.
Yeah. So, I mean, and then there was a study that said pedestrian fatalities, injuries, and all that stuff. The majority of them come from these newer big trucks.
Because they're so big,
They're so big, they're so tall. And, you know, typically when you hit someone with a car that's not that high lifted, there's a chance that a pedestrian could go over the top,
right?
You know, and not be smacked dead on.
Correct.
Like, you know, with a wall. Instead, you have a chance to maybe go over the top of the vehicle.
As opposed to just getting smashed to the ground.
Exactly. And the visibility is not good, so you can't see necessarily everything in front of you at that close angle.
Right.
So they're saying that is, they're trying to figure out a way to maybe install these cars, these trucks, with front-end cameras. Not dash cameras, but front-end cameras, so they can get a better view of what's going on in front of them when they're driving.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.